Okay.
That's how I feel too.
That's how I feel too. My wife is out of town all week. All right, we are on page 44 of the Base on Base. We're on the third line down. Masniso. It says here Masniso. It's really should be Masniso. Masniso commando maravodazar kanidum sham shel kanidum. We had a price on Madalif, which said that Avodah Zarah is like Nida, and the things which serve the Avodah Zarah are also like Nida, the implements of the Avodah Zarah, accessories, maybe is the best word. Utz Ninon, and now we have another brice which says Eitzav Vavonov Vavtzvaro, which we assume to be the accessories of the Avodah Zarah and its accessories, the time of Kesheret and the time of Kesheret, not like Nida. Now, be that all as it may, that's not really relevant to the conversation we're about to have. Conversation we're about to have discusses how do the Eitzim, Eitzim and Avonim become Osir? How do you make Eitzim and Avonim Osir? It sounds like these are building materials. So how did the building materials become Osir? What were they part of that was part of that became Avodah Zarah? So now, this Gemara, the identical Gemara, or parallel Gemara, I should say, it's more exactly, it's more Masech the Shabbos, Yushalmi and Shabbos, Taf Nunches. And I looked up the Yushalmi and Shabbos, how we learned it then. And we learned it then like the Korban Eda there on the Yushalmi, who changes the Girsa. And we could learn like the Korban Eda tonight, but instead I decided that we're going to learn my way, because, no shock there, I know. But by this time, Yushalmi, I think, this is really gaiva. But I think at this time, Yushalmi had the capacity to learn with less changes of girsa than the standard mefarshim, and this is no case. There's no exception. Okay, so I'm going to learn this like I want. So it says matipatim mishtachlo b'isatzmo. This Torah will be bound out to itself. Don't write bob arhunu b'shem Rav. Remember that name. Rav says I'm mishtachlo b'isatzmo. He bows down to a house asaro. Now, it's not clear why if you bow down to the house you asr it. The pashtus is that's because of an issue of tfisas yad adam, because once a human being had control over it, because before it was built, the stones and masonry were part of human, under human control. But that's not necessarily going to be the case. I mean, that's not the, certainly not the entire case that we shall see momentarily. Now, I'm going to go to the Pnei Moshe here for a moment, which I did not learn like in Shabbos and will not adhere to completely here, but at this point I would like to go to what he says. If you look at the Pnei Moshe, it's in the middle of narrow lines. It's a Hey Gimel. The first word in the line is Ayin Zayin, which stands for Avodah Zarah. Of course, then you have a Hey Gimel, Halki Garcina, B'Shabbos, V'Girsa, Nechayna. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. Proper Girsa is Rabbi Zir and Rabbi Avo, B'Shem, Rabbi Yeron said, Hamakdish the bais, if you consecrate a house, also mauling bo, there's me'ilah in it. Okay? So that's a similar issue. Can there be, is there me'ilah by a house or not? Right? Because if the me'ilah means it became true hektish. If there isn't me'ilah, it's because it's karka, and karka there's no me'ilah in. Rabbi Zir said, Havi be rabbonon pliga. Concerning this, the rabbis argue, man the marasa rohi who holds that when you bow down to house, you forbid, you make it forbidden, mauling bothers or some ila by house. Man the marasa rohi who says you don't make it forbidden, really bow down to the house, because it's mukhor b'karka, a mauling bother is no mila as well. Okay? Back to the Gemara. Hesiv Rabbi Chagai kumi Rabbi Yossi. You see that? Hesiv Rabbi Chagai in front of Rabbi Yossi? Okay? Doesn't the following brisa argue Rav? Because the following brisa seems to indicate that it's not so poshut. It's not so poshut that something which is connected to the ground is still considered to be something which is susceptible to the halachos of distinct from the ground. In other words, when Rav holds the mechubar lekar, you bow down to a house, you ask it, it's because he holds even though it's been connected, it's considered still as if it has the quality of something which is separate from the ground, right? because we learn you can't ask for ground itself. So what about the following good case? So the following cases are Shaker Shabasella, you have a trough which goes through the stone. A Malimbo, you can't use it for Pour out Dum waters, because it says Pour out Dum waters at the Mayim Chaim El Kelly. So this trough is not considered to be a Kelly, right? So Vemikachibo, one also cannot use it to mix the Pour out Dum waters. Can't use it to put the waters in, can't mix Pour out Dum waters. Vemazimani can't sprinkle the Pour out Dum waters from it. Interesting halacha. In order for keli to avoid tumah boil or mace, it's got to have a tummy puzzle, it's got to have a tight seal. But if it's a separate ohel or a separate kept room in and of itself, so then it doesn't need a tight seal, it just needs a lid. So he's saying that the trough in the stone is considered to be distinct and it doesn't need a tummy puzzle, it just needs a lid. It's not a keli. Okay? So far, all these things which are consistent. It's not a keli. The trough is not a keli. Okay? So it says, Ve'eno posels the mikveh, doesn't pass the mikveh, meaning water into which goes into it does not become mayim shuvim, it doesn't become drawn water. Hoysa keli v'chuber besid. What if it was a keli and it was connected to seed? In other words, it wasn't a trough in the stone, but rather it was made a keli separate and then embedded in the stone. Right? So in that case, b'chule, etc., ad, now this ad looks in the one of the Sfarim I have actually interpreted as al-daite, but it's a typo, it's wrong. Ad here means ad. Means learn the brisa there up to Pesul's Amikvah. I had that a couple of times in Yerushalmi. It says, Gores Ad, learn the rest of brisa until you get to the end. So it means, B'chule Ad, Pesul's Mikvah. In all these cases, if it was already a Kalin, then it was embedded. So then it does, but it is a Kalin. You can put Mechatos in, you can do all these things, and it is Metame, and it renders Mikvah water, Maim Shulman. That's all. There's a whole issue when you make pipes for a mikveh, what kind of pipes they can be, you know, how they're made, because if it's a keli, then it's embedded in the mikveh, it's going to make mayim shuv. So in any event, so he says, mivnei shechokeka v'acharkachibon. Now here comes the punchline. It's because you connected it, because you carved it out and then connected it. Because that made it keli first. In other words, if you made the trough and then connected it, so now it's considered to be a keli before you put it in the ground. But what if you connected it and then carved it out? So it's not a keli, right? And then it's not considered to be suitable for paraduma. It doesn't make mikvah waters mayim shuvim. So if that's the case, over here, you don't make, when you're making a house, when does the house become a house? Only if it's connected to the ground. Before it's just plain stones. So therefore, if that's the case, it is mechor b'lekarka. It should be like the trough, which you only complete after you put a cemented place. So to hear the house only becomes, the abonim only become a house after you cement them in place. By that time, they're already reconnected to the ground. So therefore, how can you answer them? Do you understand Gemara's question? Now, Lamaisa, at this point we see, according to my lights, that Tfisas Yarodim is not really the issue. Because the Tfisas Yarodim is the issue. So what if you're connected to the ground? The Allah of Abba Zohar doesn't have to connect to the ground, not connect to the ground, has to Tfisas Yarodim, right? And what's Tfisas Yarodim? So we see here that this sugya is not going with the concept of Tfisas Yarodim. It's going with true mechuber versus quasi mechuber. What defines it between true mechuber and quasi mechuber? Where it was a kli before it was connected to the ground. So then, when it's connected to the ground, it remains quasi mechuber. And you can still bow down to it and answer it. Where it wasn't a kli, like the trough which you carved out and then put into the ground. Where it wasn't a kli before it's connected to the ground. So then, in that case, even once you put it in the ground, it's not a keli any longer. It's not a keli if you bow down to it, it's like bowing down to the ground. it doesn't aser it.
So let's say you built a house on a flatbed truck, and then you transport it, and then you put it on the ground.
For sure, you can aser it. That for sure you can aser it. Because it's already what it was before it's going to the ground. Okay, now, Mepharshim don't learn like I did here. So they're, of course, all wrong. But that's, I think, very glop shot, and I don't have to change any gears. So I haven't changed any gear cells except for the ones that the Pnei Moshe changed on top, and everybody else goes to town, goes not to change the gear cells. And from here on in, they change even more. So says my apostle, look, Rabbi Yochanan, you know what? The answer is like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said elsewhere, see, tuton shel abanim hugmar melachton. When you carve out stones, when you quarry them and then smooth them, that's considered to be the Gemar Melacha. The Gemar Melacha is not making the house, rather the Gemar Melacha is the shaping of the stone. So since that's the case, this is only quasi mechubar, because the stone was considered to be a keli, what was tolish min hakarka. Okay? Now, of course, not a kapal tuma, it's a plain stone. But in terms of avodah zarah, at that point, it's considered to be a keli, considered to be something which when you, that you made into a keli, and therefore, even though you connected it later on to the ground, you already have lost its status of mechubar, it can't become mechubar, you can become, therefore, to Rav holds there for your Nasrit. Okay? So says the Gemara, Leisa da pliga Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, wait a second, says the Gemara, this Mishnah, which answers the stones, the brick, the wood, and the dirt, this harkens to Shimon Lakish. Shimon Lakish said a few blad ago, he said, Da'amar avodah zarah shenishbara muteres. Avodah zarah, which is broken, is muter. Clearly, here we're talking about a broken avodah zarah, right? Talking about the stones, the dirt, and the wood from the avodah zarah. So Masar and Shimon Lakish holds Avodah Zarah Nishtabra Me'alea, even if broke on its own, is already mutter. So says more, V'chein Tzavi Me'mar, and didn't we learn, it's all part of the question. V'chein Tzavi Me'mar, didn't we learn, Im Basi La'azir and Keli and Divra Kol Asr? If only if you're going to make it back into a Keli again, is it Asr. But here, obviously the intent is not to make it back into a Keli, right? So therefore, why here is it Asr? So says the Gemara, Tipoter. You know what we're talking about? We're talking about Mishtachvel, Lishtachvel, Chol Evan Heaven, Vachakach Benoya. You bow down. It's a holy cathedral, right? So they bow down to every stone before they put it in. So therefore, even though now it's broken down again, the collection was broken down, but each stone retains the Shema of the Zohar, which they worshipped it before they put it into the cathedral wall. Okay? Fascinating Svara. Okay? To some who say that, I don't know why, but this Mechamai wants to say, and he bowed down to them again after they came out of the wall. I don't know why. It's Lemaisa. You bowed down to them before they went to the wall, even after they come out of the wall, they remain Osir. Okay? Says Marlesi, they'll plead to Rabbi Yochanan. Now, everybody goes nuts about this one line, and they say, what is arguing Rabbi Yochanan? They bring down, it's really grand. They didn't have Mishnayas on Daf Chav Dalet. Or going on other Mishnayos, what's our Rabbi Yochanan? But the truth is, in my opinion, it's Pashut. The Yerushalmi is learning that what's our Rabbi Yochanan? It says means about it's our Rish Lakish. Just that it's our Rish Lakish because it says broken avodah zarah is aser. But even Rabbi Yochanan holds broken avodah zarah is aser. What about even Rabbi Yochanan says avodah zarah, which is broken, is Osir, right? Rabbi Yochanan Avodah Zarah Shenishbara Asura, then Avodah Zarah is broken as Osir, that was only Stam. That's only if it's generic. But he agreed, V'chetz Rimeimar, we had explained him, Im B'she'enu Asila Asira L'Keli, if you're not going to make the Keli again, Divrei HaKol Mutar, right? And here you're not going to make it a Keli again. Why not going to make it a Keli again? So, Avonim, we understand. You might make it a keli again. You might rebuild the house. Offer, we understand. You might remake the house again and use the mortar or the dirt. But Eitzim, he's learning, Yerushalmi's learning, Eitzim are wood from a tree, from an Asherah tree. And once you took her off the tree, you can't put it back on the tree. So why here, Take, is it Osir once the tree broke off the tree? Because here, Rabbi Yochanan, it's only Osir if you can put it back, right? But you can't put it back, and you can't put the twig back on the tree once you took it off.
Maybe they'll worship each twig just like they worship the Abana?
They can, but there was worship beforehand. You couldn't worship the twig before it was planted. There was no twig. Okay? So how come it's Osir? No, Lamaisa, you're right. More answers like you. I shouldn't have been so hasty. Okay, that's one of his answers. They bow down to each twig before they planted it in. Okay? I'm telling you, wasn't that more pretty simple, relatively? Right? Oh, you see the Pnei Moshe goes nuts over here. He erases half the Gemara, he changes the other half of the Gemara. Reed Baz goes crazy, everybody goes crazy. Okay. Says the Gemara, you know, it helps to have learned through Yerushalmi. Levi Amar, Tapa Chop Gimlav. Levi Amar, Levi said, Mishtacha Vilabayis Asaro, if you bow down to house, it makes it Osir, like Rab said. Lemara, if you bow down to a cave, Lo Asaro, there's your own Osirids. Now, he holds clearly the issue of Tisas Yad Odom, right? Ma Bein Bayis Amar, what's the interesting house in a cave? Amar Yechanina Ben Hillel, Reb Hillel, Bayis Toyelo Shas Klisha, one time was severed from the ground. Never had time to serve from the ground, therefore is no thesis yarak. Rabbi Yochanan put the mastisa begir v'nochir. Now this is going, but you know, you should look back to Mishnah. Sorry. Look back to Mishnah a minute. On 42, chaf gev chaf alvin base. The Mishnah said at the Mishaya base of somachle base of Avodah Zorah. His house was next to the house of Avodah Zorah. The nafan became for it fell down. Also, if no, so you cannot build because you're going to support the Avodah Zorah. By building your house, you're building a retaining wall for the Avodah Zorah. So, Kate said, yeah, so what do you do? Konatatok Shalom, you build in Ubona, and you make your house freestanding. So, the Shaila is to begin with, how did you get a house like this? How did you build it? How did you build a house where the house is next to Avodah Zorah? Well, you could say that. So for some reason, Rabbi Yochanan says differently. Rabbi Yochanan put the Masisi, he says, sorry about Begir v'nochri shiyoshu saviyem nochri. Right? They inherited, each one inherited one house. You know, one took the house which was a civilian house, and the other took the house which was our house. So says Mara, the lama lo pata, why are you living like doctors for the help? Lama lo pata lo b'shabos ha-b'dazor v'nis mecholo. Why didn't you learn it? That's why about a case where your house was there and the Avodah Zorah came and moved next door. They built the church next door. So it says, Lamar Tani, we learned. I'll tell you why. Because we learned the Bible that says, Tani Bayis, it should be Bayis, Venismach Alo Avodah Zorah. A house and Avodah Zorah came afterwards next to it. Vokh Alo, and then went away. In other words, Avodah Zorah left. It broke. Sorry, the wall broke. Mutter, you can put your wall back up where it was because you were not pushing. They were not pushing ahead to begin with. Avodah Zorah came to you, right? Avodah Zorah came to you, so therefore you can put your wall. If your wall collapses, you can put it right back up where it was. Okay, the only time you can't put the wall back up where it was, which is our Mishnah, where you can't build the wall back up, must therefore be a case where that Avodah Zorah didn't come to you, but somehow you inherited in jointly or something to that effect. Okay? So that's what Gemara wants to say.
So, it collapsed. When you moved there, there was no Avodah Zorah. Then Avodah Zorah
came, and then your house collapses.
So when you are putting the wall back up,
you can put up the wall right next to Avodah Zorah. Doesn't matter, but it was we take into account the fact that they came second.
So it's grandfathered in that it originally was not.
That's right, it's grandfathered. Good way of putting it. Okay, so that's what he said.
The Meir Sinai issue.
He could
know that it was grandfathered originally. It was not Avodah Zorah, And now you're helping build...
I don't know, maybe because that's the way it was, so therefore you're not allowed to put it back to where it was. I mean, there could be a chashash marasayim, but Chazal decided that since it was the way it was for many years, so therefore there's no need, and people might probably... Yeah, okay, fine. You're right. Look, we could find antisurim, that's true. Okay. How'd you get here?
I take sailing lessons on Monday and Wednesday.
So sailing?
Yeah. So we dumped in the lake today. We had to dump the boat. You capsized it. So that's why I'm like, it's over 8:30. So my wife drives me here.
You capsized?
Yeah, you have to.
Did anybody drown?
No.
Oh,
where's jackets? Oh. You can't go sailing that way in a lifetime.
So they capsized the boat on purpose?
To show you that you can ride it again. When you pull on the centerboard, it's a small boat, 12.5 feet. When you pull on the centerboard, it pops up and there's no water in it.
That's okay.
It's amazing. You have to pull yourself back in the boat, though, but the boat's all the way up here now.
Okay, neat. Okay. Boy, you're a really exotic kind of guy. Okay. So again, Tani, Bais. It should be Venis Mechola Avodazar. Avodazar came next to Avakaka Mechola and then went Mutar. In other words, it means your wall fell down, you can rebuild it. Avagir Menach Joshua Savien, Nachi Baragir, and a Goy who in common inherited their father, who was a Nachri Asura, you can't rebuild it, it falls down. There we don't grandfather with, because it wasn't yours to begin with. Tani Bais, we also know the Baisa, the same idea. Bais v'nitzbuchol avodazar. Now, house came. You had a house, and avodazar came built next to you. Karkol chol and it fell. Mutz, you can build it right back on again. Alim bohu v'nitzbuchol avodazar. But woe unto you if you went and you built your house right next to avodazar. In other words, avodazar. You built your house up night next to avodazar, which was pre-existing. In that case, kol abayis hashem avodazar. It's I don't know if it's be taken literally, but we have to knock down. That you have to knock down your entire buy a house, it seems like. In other words, if you build up your house in a way that's sustained or looks like sustained or retained by the Avodah Zarah, you got to knock down the whole thing. That's what it sounds like here. Amar Yisrael, Rabbi Yosef said, Masi Samar Kain. The Brisa teaches us, Hayol Shalav Shalav Avodah Zarah Yodu Mechtzah LeMechtzah. If the house, the Brisa, the Mishnah, actually. Mishnah which says that we can learn the Mishnah this way, that the Mishnah is talking about a case where you're not allowed to rebuild your house, and that's why it says if the walls fall down between you and the Avodah Zarah, so then you just split the stones and go away. Why? Because each stone, each of the stones are half owned by your house and half owned by the other house, but you can't rebuild it. So it sounds like Taka. If you build next to Avodah Zarah and then it fell, so you can't rebuild the house. So I'm not sure if you actually have to knock it down. It sounds like you don't really have to knock it down, but if it falls down, you're not allowed to rebuild it. Okay? It's kind of ambiguous. I'm not sure if I'm interpreting that right, but anyway, that's what it seems. Okay, Shlosha Batime. There are three houses. Bai Shabno Mitchil Avodah Zarah, a house which is initially built for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, Harei Zasur, it's forbidden. Sido V'chir, in other words, you built it for the purpose of worshipping it. That seems to be the pshat. Sido v'kido l'shem avodah zarah, if you plastered and put on sculptings in there or moldings for the purpose of avodah zarah, v'chidesh, and you put in new stuff in general for the purpose of avodah zarah, no tamash chidesh, you take that which you were mechadesh. Hichnas etoch avodah zarah v'otziah, if you just brought in an idol, a Buddha or something, Buddha's not necessarily avodah zarah, and you took it out, v'otziah, raise a mutter, it's okay. What?
Rabban holds Buddhists are of the Avodah Zarah.
What?
Rabban holds Buddhists are of the Avodah Zarah.
Buddhists are born
there. It's a long story. Yeah. Okay. So obviously the Taliban holds Buddhists are of the Avodah Zarah, right?
Buddha?
The Taliban.
The Muslims.
Okay.
They're not terrorists. They're just very firm. Okay.
Yeah,
they get along very well, Meishor. Yes. So, in any event, So again, Rabbi starting the Gemara again. Rabbi Yochanan, we didn't start yet. Anyway, so Rabbi Yochanan, Tarvayin Armin. Rabbi Yochanan both said, "Bachnosan son Lorati Masis." And I'm going to learn the sugya like mine, or like I have, like I want, not like the unfortunate learner, because I didn't find what they said reasonable. Rabbi Yochanan, Tarvayin Armin, they both said, "Bachnosan son Lorati Masis." Our Mishnah is talking about when they entered Eretz Yisrael. In other words, the houses they found when they entered Eretz Yisrael, they had three statuses: bais, which is avodah zara mamish; a bais where there were moldings and plaster shem avodah zara; and a house where there was an avodah zara inside. Okay, three types of houses. Says Ma'adaiti to Rab, don't remember Mishtacha vel a bais asoro. According to Rab, who says if he bowed down to the house, it forbids it. Beginning came to Batal because of Sassan, right? Because that's, he understands that when he came to Eretz Yisrael, any time in history. So he bows down to the house. It makes the house also. What do you have to say it's all about when they entered Eretz Yisrael, Dafka? Furthermore, I'll die to Rabbi Yochanan. Also, the Amar said, Hamakdish is a bais, it should be mauling bow. That's Pnei Moshe fixed it before. Hamakdish is a bais, mauling bow. Said, if you're Makdish house, you're mail in it. Which is, as we said, a chobetz and a beis are two sides of the same sheet, though, right? That means that even a house can receive a status of hekdesh or avodah zarah. So how come we have to learn that story about when they entered Eretz Yisrael? Same question. How can you, any time during history, somebody can ask their house? Says more, let him learn the Mishnah when it's been bowed down to the house. Says more, very basic and important answer. Hamishtach levais yesh lo bitul. If a guy bows down to the house, and then the guy breaks the house down, you're okay. Okay? Or even if he doesn't break the house down, I take that back. It was a bad example. If a guy bows down to the house and then decides not to worship the house, so that's a bitul avodah zarah done by a guy, it cancels avodah zarah. However, it's what they found, the houses they found when they entered Eretz Yisrael, ain't no bitul, you can't be mavato that. Okay, that which you choose to cover when they entered Eretz Yisrael had no bitul. So that's the case, the Gemara says, so Ketza the Oysa. Now, according to Pnei Moshe, others learn differently. Others learn, this is talking about a different scenario. But the way Pnei Moshe learned to be, it can't be that when they enter Eretz Yisrael, they have to knock down all the Canaanite houses which were there. So how are they going to, if they're not allowed to use them though, and the Canaanites cannot be mevatel them, so what are they going to do? How are they going to possibly use the houses? So says the Gemara, what they do when they enter Eretz Yisrael? Again, this is Pnei Moshe holds it. It's talking about when they enter Eretz Yisrael, what did they do? So according to him, it's talking about Mifarek et Simov. The special halacha that if you knock down the mezuzahs and put up your own mezuzahs, then it's yours. Now, this is not necessarily true throughout human history, but it's true in the ancient Eretz Yisrael. What they had to do is knock down the doorpost and put up a new doorpost. Okay?
Well, a lot of houses have terrace, and they knocked down and they found gold and
silver. I know a lot. There were. I know a lot. Okay. The Shaiat Eretz Yisrael learned, it's Taka talking about, it's not that when they entered Eretz Yisrael. When they entered Eretz Yisrael, whatever happened was war on the bridge. They cut. They talk at the knock down all the houses. So about if a goy built the house of Shema Vodasar, how is he mevatel it? And the answer is that he's mevatel it by breaking down the doorposts. Okay? So in other words, not talking about how they entered Eretz Yisrael, the talk remained also. But say about a regular goy throughout history, you built a house for Vodasar Vodasar, if he knocks down the doorpost, and is okay. Okay? It happens in Lincolnwood a lot too. Happens in Lincolnwood. Yes. So says somewhere. Have you don't drive into Lincolnwood ever? Oh, I'll try it once. Okay. Says tomorrow. I understand. Have what? Yeah, that was from. I think it's Skokie. The certain streets the same way.
Well, because the Mistakim owned it, and now the Hasidim are buying it, so you have to knock it down.
And let's see it. Okay, says where Rabbi Elishem, Rabbi Lezer said, "Have you ever had Mistakim ballpark? I'm not aware that the Mistakim ever have it in the area." Yeah, okay. So that emerged with the other. It's called the Yagnezo Beth El.
I think it merged.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Al Daita Rabbi Lezer. The question of Lezer, Shnei Batim, I'm sorry, it's good. Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Lezer said, Vushin Nichnis and Tochen Avodah Zarah. Now, nobody knows exactly what this is going on. Which part of the Mishnah? The Mishnah had three parts of building a house for Avodah Zarah, putting up molding and plaster for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, and the third case was, of course, putting it in Avodah Zarah temporarily. So he can't be going on in the third case. Because that's the third case says Vushichnis Tochen Avodah Zarah. So going on one of the first two cases. So the Shaya says so glorious is going on the first case in the Mishnah. That even when you build that house for purpose of Avodah Zarah, it's only you put the Getchka in there while you're building it. Okay? I don't think it's right about that. Because I think from the whole thing that the Gemara said about Mishtachav Elabayis, and comparing Mishtachav Elabayis to building a house of Avodah Zarah, they're talking about when the house itself is that Avodah Zarah. So rather, it's talking about the plaster and the plaster and the moldings. So that's what I think it's talking about. And the plaster mold is only considered to be for purpose of Avodah Zarah if there's an Avodah Zarah in the room when you're doing it. Otherwise, it's decorative. You know, because you know the Greeks and the Romans, they make decorative depictions of the gods, and they didn't really mean this gods. They meant just, you know, for decoration, right? For wallpaper. So that's got to be that Avodah Zarah is there at the time. So that's my way about it. Rabbi Lezer, Shnei Batim Heim. There should only be two houses, Batim and Shlosha Batim. So the second case and the third case should be sandwiched together. They should be scrunched together. This is both by Avodah Zarah. It's put into the building, right? So why are they two three separate cases? Says we are countless show, countless shows. In the second case, it's talking about when you just put it in the second case, putting in temporarily. Why you're putting up the I don't know if they're actually which is which Lashaw Lashaw's, but I'm not sure which statement means temporary, which means to stay. But the bottom line is that one case you're putting up the Avodah Zarah for the purpose of Avodah Zarah itself. Where are you going? You're going to be getting a tissue? Oh, okay, fine. I'm going to send you get something, but never mind. Okay. So with the one case, dressed nautically, Taka. The one case, it's a cold night to go sailing. The one case, it's for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. For the purpose of Avodah Zarah itself, meaning to have the Avodah Zarah in the house, that's the third case. The second case, the purpose of the Avodah Zarah is not to have the Avodah Zarah in the house, but to have the Avodah Zarah present at the time that you're building these moldings and these plasters. Okay?
But the Avodah Zarah itself is temporary. It's mobile. You can take it in and then out of the house. So if you take it out of the house, and there's molding, so the molding is still... The
molding's got to go. Because that indicates that they're putting out the molding to preserve the correlation. Okay? Shlosh Avonim, the three stones. Three stones. Now, the Or Sameach in the Chedusha Gramas says that this whole halacha is not talking about a bazar, it's talking about a Mashamshi Zara. Okay? The accessories of the Avodah Zarah. For example, the Shlosh Avonim are the pedestals which go under the Avodah Zarah, right? I didn't even notice how nautically you were dressed.
Oh.
Yeah, I can imagine on the lake. That's on the lake, these lessons?
Yeah.
Must be even colder.
Yeah.
Okay. Shlosha, you're an old salt. Well, it's not salt water. Okay. Shlosha Avonim, there are three stones. The three pedestals. Okay? So again, this is according to Or Tzemach, so about Mishamshi Avodah Zarah, not about Avodah Zarah itself. Evan Shechotzva Mitchila Bimus, a stone which was quarried initially for the purpose of a Bimus. A Bimus is like a stage. Pedestal. Okay? Hareza Asura, it's immediately forbidden. If you plastered it and molded it for the purpose of Avodah Zarah and made all sorts of new things on it, you just take that which you put on it. If it was not made of Avodah Zarah, but you put on Avodah Zarah, a silka, and then remove Avodah Zarah, raise them with heresies for a minute. Rabbi Babishem, Rabbi said, this we derive from you, talking Avodah Zarah. Those things which are cast for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, they're immediately osir, right? Nasir Miyad. Rabbi Shem Lezer said, Mizuf, and this we learn, Hametich Kais Avodah Zarah Ne'asher Miyad. Same idea, right? If you cast. Thank you. I just said that a minute ago. Cast the cup of the purpose of a resort, it immediately comes also. Says Mar, wait a minute. Rabbi Elam Hashem Elam said, Vushem Mita Lev Ad Azora. It's contradiction. Rabbi Elam said, name of Ad Azora. In name of Rabbi Elam said, name of Rabbi Elam said, you have to actually put Ad Azora on top of it. So, which is it? Is it meat? Is it only put Ad Azora on top of it? So says Zagmar, basically, it's the same so we have in the Bible. It's an edger. Azmona Milsa, Azmona Lab Milsa. Only here it's Azmona for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, not for the purpose of tefillin or some other mitzvah. Designation, what's its status? So it says Zamora, Mechav Shita say it's a contradiction in Rabbi Elezer. It says you're Rabbi, it should be Rabbi Elezer. Tamar Amev Mizu Ametich L'Kreis Avodah Zarah Neser Miyad becomes immediately forbidden. V'Ochor Marachein, and here it says it's only put Avodah Zarah on it. Patalaka the Tanya so learns like this price. The Tanya Tanya Taman we learned over there. Avodah Zarah shall nochi asura miyat. Belongs to a goy, becomes us immediately. Why? So a goy is an oivet Avodah Zarah in and of itself. So therefore the moment he makes something for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, this is Avodah Zarah. However, shall you soil Mishatavat, a Jew, we hope will do tshuva. We know he doesn't really mean to worship Avodah Zarah, so only becomes us once he uses it for the purpose of worship. Okay? Says the Mara, Klumpligin, love Avodah Zarah, Klumpligila. Where do we find this machloikas? About, or the dichotomy actually, between Avodah Zarah of a Gagoy and Avodah Zarah of Israel, by Avodah Zarah. Dilma bim Shamshav, you want to say the same machloikas applies to Mishamshi Avodah Zarah, to the pedestals, which is the topic of our Mishnah? Says the Mara, yes. Rabbi Shimon Shem Reloza said, Avim Shamshi Avodah Zarah Machlokas. Let's talk to the same Machlokas. Now, here we have to put in, we have to do a little bit of cutting and pasting here, Rabbi Sai. Let's go to that right after the next Mishnah. Okay, Rabbi Yami B'Shem, Rabbi Shimon, Lokesh Omar, Pitech Bapituchim Eino B'Telo. Look, if you made the decorations not by molding and plaster, but by actually carving into the stone itself, then it becomes osir. And lochein tzricha, and the chiddush is, I feel heavier bisuchim. Even if you removed the bisuchim, it still remains osir. Why is that? Because bisuchim are more severe, because the bisuchim are not plaster on top and moldings on top, but rather engraved. That's right. Okay?
So it's like the coin. It's the same idea.
Same idea, right. Okay? Going back to the top of the page, Rabbi Hila, Rabbi Hila Moshe Lez said, Vusha Mita Le'avodah Zarah. Now, this is again going according to our opinion in the second case in the Mishnah. The Seed Bekir, L'Shem Avodah Zarah, is only if when you had Avodah, when you were adorning the pedestal with all sorts of Avodah Zarah images, there was an Avodah Zarah actually sitting on top of the pedestal, right? Says my doctor, Rabbi Elazar, staff on him. Again, according to Rabbi Elazar, it's only two stones, because the second and third case are both talking about whether Avodah Zarah is atop the pedestal. But in the end, we said there are three stones. Says more, Kan L'Shoah, Kan L'Shoah. So one case is the Avodah Zarah is put in there for the purpose of the Avodah Zarah staying there temporarily. The other place, the Avodah Zarah is not even put there for the purpose of staying there, as long as you do the plaster. So the two different cases of putting that Avodah Zarah on top of what purpose they're there. Okay? Says Mishnah further, Allah Shol Shasheris and the three types of Asheros. Ilan Shinoto Mitchil Shem Avodah Zarah, tree which is planted from the Gidko for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, Hareza also it's forbidden. Gido Pistol Shem Avodah Zarah. If you, what's the word? Prune the tree. You prune the tree and shape the sheep for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. Ve'echlif, and new branches grew where you were doing the pruning and shaping. You just have to take whatever grew after you did the pruning and shaping. Okay? Ve'hemi tachlis avodah zarah bitla, if you put out a zarah under the tree and then cancel the avodah zarah, then I raise a mutter, the tree is mutter. Okay? Says Maratani, skipping the part we did before, is the first three lines of Maratani. Hirki, what if you grafted something onto the tree for the purpose of a desire? Noito mashi hirki, you take off that which you grafted, which makes sense, right? Rabbi Yana said, it should be the name of Shimon Lakish. It's got to be for the purpose of avodah zarah. Once you graft the purpose of avodah zarah, so you have to remove it. Otherwise, the tree remains also. Now, skipping the next line, the Orson Mech raises it. Mechavashi does from Shimon Lakish. Contrary to Shimon Lakish. Taman am Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami said previously name was Rish Lakish. Pasach papi suchim enab tail. If you make engravings and carving, they can't be cancelled. V'kora marachen. Here he says just cut off the grafted part. Why? If it's integral, it should be integral in both. And if it's not integral, it should not be integral in both. So we obviously can answer the question. How would you answer the question?
Two rumbish.
How would you answer the question?
He had in mind, just whatever he grafted was the Mozart, and the original tree was not.
Two lumbish. Says the Gemara, still two lumbish. You're saying two mixture lumbish. Says the Gemara, Choymer hupi pisuach. Right? Did I read the whole question before? I didn't. Chavish lo serv shalo. Shtamar abu yami. Sefer b'suchim and abtelu. Sefer meimar pilu heavy or sub suchim. He removed the engraving. It's no good. But Kol Marachin here says it's okay. Chomer hupi pisuach. So it's engraved into it. So therefore it's worse. Very Baal Batish answer. Okay. Engraved in is worse than being grafted on. Oh, is that what you meant to say?
No.
Okay. I say what? Yeah. Okay, it's a very partial answer. Okay, now with the next mission just repeats itself. The Brayah of Mar, sorry, Mar just repeats itself, so we'll skip a line. Ra'ilu Shem is the same as David said before. Vushem ilu Shem v'dazor. The middle case of pruning for the purpose of v'dazor is only if you put a v'dazor there at the time. So as Mar, Zayt, Rabbi Loz, or Shtei Asher, saying that it's only two Asheris, because both the middle case in the Mishnah and last case in the Mishnah talk about where you plant and have v'dazor is there. Utina Shalosh, Shoshay, Shem, we learned the three Asheris. There's a margain, kala shoa, kala shoa. So in one case you put it avodah zarah there, only for at the time that you're grafting, if it's for that purpose, and there it's actually more severe because that makes the grafts of avodah zarah, which must be cut off. Whereas last case in the Mishnah, sorry about case, you put avodah zarah there independent of any pruning there, all you have to do is remove the avodah zarah. Okay? Ezri Asherah, how do we know it's an Asherah? Kosha tachte avodah zarah. Anything which was underneath avodah zarah. Now, according to Tanakama, they don't worship the tree. What do they worship? The avodah zarah under the tree. The tree is only an awning on the avodah zarah.
You mean they
put a
tombstone under the tree?
It's like a tombstone.
Why?
It's like a tombstone.
Why is it a tombstone?
Well, it's sitting on top of a grave.
It's not a grave here. No, it's
not really a grave.
It's like the presents under the Christmas tree.
Yeah, so
kids worship the
presents.
Right.
The corollary of the Spindel principle?
Right.
Okay.
This girl.
It's the Christian manifestation of the Spindel principle. Okay. Okay. should write a book. Kosher of Dima, so they have to actually worship the tree. Okay? Maisa Betzino is a mice inside, and Beilon Shri of Dima, so it was a tree they worship. Vayu Tachtel Gal, and there was underneath it an avalanche. What is it called? A pile of stones. Okay? Amalem Rabbi Shimon said then fast, he said, Beit Gosa Gal, go check out this pile of stones. And they checked out what's about two, and they found a getchka in there, a vodazor underneath. So he said, Lishitasa, Armalam, he said, Hoyle, Tzura in Odim, not the Lamb of Sa'ilam. Since they're worshipping the Tzura, the getchka in the pile underneath, so therefore the tree is Mutter, because it's consistent with his approach. His approach is that Adafka is worship of the tree, which makes the Asherah not worship of a idol under the tree. Okay? They're arguing generically. In other words, we don't know what's going on with the tree. Manakim. So what does he mean to say? He means to say, if it's clear what Ruchizah, we're explaining Ruchizah here. Might be Ruchizah speaking himself. But we're explaining Ruchizah. Im davar bari shein ovdin l'tzura ulilan, if we know they worship both the idol and the tree. They worship both simultaneously. Tiberko also, everybody agrees that it's also. Vin davar b'yishem, both of them are also, right? Both the tree and the idol. Vin davar b'yishem, it's clear they worship the idol. They don't worship the tree. Tiber, hakol mutar, everybody agrees that the tree is okay. Okay, okay, what I'm talking about is bistam. Generically, we're not clear on what's going on. Rav Shimmer, Stam, and Oivim, Latsura, generally assume that they're worshipping the Tzura, the Tzura, and it should be the Einam Oivim Le'ilon. As we could transpose to the next sentence. They're worshipping the tree, and they're worshipping the Avodah Zarah, and they don't worship the tree. So therefore, the tree remains Mutar. Right? Rabbanan Amri, Rabbanan Old, Stam, and Omri, of the Tzura, the Ovdin Leilon should be. Okay, as transposed to all the Mepharshim do it. They worship the tree, the shape, and they worship the tree. So Rabbi Yisai, in the Mishnah, even according to Rabbanan, it's not that they worship the Avodah Zarah underneath, and oh, therefore the tree becomes also. It's not like Mishamshe Avodah Zarah. But rather, Rabbanan assumed Bistam that you're worshiping both the Avodah Zarah underneath and the tree above. Okay? Says the Gemara, the kasha, we have difficult. Now, for some reason, all the Farshim say this. For some reason, this is an assumption we have, which we leave difficult. Rabbi Shimon argues on Chachomim, vayitz a ma'isa kiritzibah, and does a ma'isa like he holds. For some reason, it seems that the Shastin, again, Ephraim brings it down, Shadar Yisrael, Pei Moshe. Others say that it seems that Rabbi Shimon doesn't normally argue in Rabbanan. Don't ask me, I don't know. Shimon doesn't argue in Rabbanan. So I come here, he's arguing Rabbanan. And if he's, I'm sorry, usually doesn't argue Rabbanan, does a mice against them, right? He did a mice against them. Here, he uncovered the avalanche under the tree to reveal the Getchka, and then he was mocked to the tree. How can he possibly do a mice? So some Rabbanim, I guess, did a mice against Rabbanan. In other words, even though Yochid Rabbin and Lachid Rabbin, they held that they were right, and therefore they were mocked to the Rabbin. But Rabbi Shimon, we know, wouldn't do such a thing. So it's a caution why in this case he actually did it. Okay. Halachida. Lo yishay betzila shouldn't sit in the shade of Avodah Zarah. Vim yashra, vim shouldn't stand in the shade of Avodah Zarah, tohar. Now that shade is talking about, it's not talking about directly underneath the tree. Those guys running past here, right? It's color war. So that's not talking about where they're running directly on the tree, but rather, if I have a tree, this is the tree, right?
No, it's not a tree.
This is the tree. So then there's shade directly underneath. If you walk directly underneath, you're Tommy. But if the sun is hitting at an angle, so the shade makes shade beyond the tree. If you walk in that shade beyond the tree, you're not Tommy. Okay?
It's like an oval. Tommy oval.
Right. It's the same idea. You got to be, so to speak, on the oval. Except that it's not going to be the same idea. We'll see. No one. But you seem, so the mission that you're correct. Okay? So, if you will pass directly underneath the tummy. Why is the rabbi? What if this tree was stealing from the masses? Meaning its foliage was going where it shouldn't go. You will walk underneath the tohar. Now, from this, what it's going to do is clear it's about Tumah Darabanan, because Tumah Daraisa wouldn't make a difference, you know. If it's Goizel, if the tree isn't Rishus Arab, Rishus Yogan wouldn't make a difference. Okay. Zorim Tachtei Rokatsin Asakshan, you plant underneath it vegetables in the winter, because the shade is harmful. But not in the summer when the shade is beneficial to it. Vachazeron, lettuce, it's always beneficial, the shade. Can't do it, plant it in the shade, not in the summer, not in the winter. Rabbi Yosimar Aflo Yerokos be most Hakshomim, also not vegetables in the winter. Because the shavings off the tree, whatever you call it, the leaves, whatever comes off the tree, pours upon them, Bahavlun and Zavlun, causes them fertilizer. Okay, so that's it. Says more, now the truth is, the Moshe gets into an issue. Then Rabbi Yossi said before, you can grind up Avodah Zarah and scatter it to the wind. You don't have to actually put Yam HaMelech, you don't have to put it in the Dead Sea, so that Noah can get an off from it. So they want to see, he gives an answer. Okay, the Bavli deals with it, not for us. Says about Tavon Rav Shem Rav Chizit, send in Rav Chizit Tzila Osir. Its shade is forbidden. Sail Tzila Mutter. The shade of its shade is Mutter. What's the shade of a chain? What's a chain? Tamar, and they said, Koshi utipo vino gaspo zeo tila. In other words, if this is the tree, when it falls like this. Anything which is with when it falls is within that radius, that height. Excuse me. It's considered to be tail, and it's also, you can't walk underneath it. Even though it's on the tami, unless you walk directly underneath. But it's only, you're still allowed to work, even if it's not matami you, under the shade of it itself. Anything where it falls and it's not going to touch ground, and you're walking there and it happens because the angle of the sun at that moment to provide you with a shade, that's not a problem. Okay? That you can use. Says Mora, why is tzilo asur? Mishum shubano. It would sound like why now to write better from the shade of the shade of that tree or the avodah tree? Because it's ano. Hi, area camera also bano, but a grave, a mausoleum is also bano because it belongs to the mace, right? The tzilo mutzi allowed to take refuge in the shelter of a mausoleum. Thank you. So,
why is it also bad law? Because you're getting benefit from the mace.
Right. You know, obviously this anah is mutter. I never tire of telling over the story about my brother when he was working in Matityahu like 20 some odd years ago. So they were working, the grapes were kilayim, not kilayim. What's wrong? They were orla. So the Shah asked the Tzitz Eliezer whether they could throw the grapes, nobody can eat them, can they have grape fights? They throw grapes at each other. Or is that considered to be the anah, which is also, because you now have to have anah from Orla. So he said, that's mutter. So this is, because this is the same idea here, right? Even though kev is also but no, not all hanos are also. Means any tangible benefit from it. But not the anah you get from splattering somebody with a bunch of unripe grapes. Or that I know you get from the shade of walking under the shadow of the mausoleum, right? What do you want to say?
No, I'm just thinking. You grew up as a primate to jail 20 years ago.
Yeah. Say it like that. Okay. Are you working at the jail at the time?
No, I was not there. Since I was throwing the grapes.
Yeah.
That's where I was from Silver Spring. The beginning part when
they
first started. Yeah,
that was the beginning part, right?
They were still
trying to make money off farming at the time. They gave up later on. Okay, started as a moshav shitufin, then became moshav oldim, the whole thing. Anyway, be that as it may, I can't rosa by novatilo muta the tzelos muta re hechol. The hechol in the Beis Hamikdash, the structure of Beis Hamikdash, are also by no. It's also by Nov. Rabbi Yochanan Zaka Yeshiv B'Shoyim. It's Tzilo Shehechol. He used to sit and learn in the shadow of the Hechol. Now the truth is, the shade of the Kaisel should be the same thing, right? The shade of Kaisel should be also by Nov, right? Because it's wall based on Mikdash. But obviously, that's not the type of Nov, which is also. Now I'll talk it to take a chip off the stone. That's Me'ilah, perhaps even. Especially according to Argamor, because Mol in Bebais, right? So you now take a chip off a stone, and you now have to derive hanoah from it, you know. But so what you have to do, but you don't. But you're allowed to derive that hanoah of shade. So have a late timer. Take out the word the low. Rebbe takes out have a late timer. Shum shuasa, but no, the reason is not because of also b'sanoah, but rather because of a choymer and avodah zorah. It doesn't say it explicitly here, but the Ribas puts it in. Sarchoka Kosperi Avodazar. So also says because of Chaim Avodazar. In other words, shade is derech not the type of prohibition, the type of Hano which is banned, but only in this case over here. Okay? Because of Avodazar. So says Marabi Amishin Rabban and Tamon says, Zoso Meres, the fact we draw these dichotomies teach us, Shein Tumas, it should be Avodazar. So Tumas Avodazar Mukhoveres. It's clear that Tumas Avodazar is not the Raisa. The locate if that was case, Ilu Kever Shugazos Harami Vavatach of Tar. It said here on Mishnah, if you go under an Asherah, which is over the area of Rosh Hashanah, so remain Tar. it was a kever, which is mitami d'oraisa be'olel, and it was a mausoleum was extending over the shtarim, you'd still be tamei, even though it's doing shalokadin, right? Because that's a mutable deraisa halacha. If you're going to say the tree which has the awning or foliage over Shusarab and you pass underneath it, it's amatami, it clearly indicates that Avodah Zarah's tumah is not deraisa. Okay? Gamliel Zuga. Gamliel Zuga is Gamliel the barber. He appears a couple of places in Yerushalmi. Hayim Estamech Rabbi Shimon Lakish. Now it means that Shimon Lakish was leaning on him. Because he was the barber, Shimon Lakish was the rabbi, okay? Matum Butamis, so they came to certain Avodah Zarah called Tavnis. Amalei just said, Mama Uver Kamoi, can I pass in front of it? The Gamliel Zuga obviously asked the Shlokish what to do. So he said, Aver Kamoi, pass in front of him, Sami Ene, and close my eyes. Okay, in other words, he's telling him, are you allowed, Lokal Maisa, you're allowed to pass in front of Avodah Zarah if you close your eyes as you're passing by. This is not a good thing if you are driving. Even Reish Lakish, the only reason it worked is because Gamliel Zuga was leading him, so therefore, you know, he could close his eyes. Gamliel would have to leave his eyes open, I guess. Says our Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Masi, and we found Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yitzhak Bar Masi was supporting Rabbi Yochanan. Matun Tzalmo de Bule, they came to Tzalmo de Bule. Shara Terezel brings on pain that this is a city called Stambul. I don't even know what Stambul is. I don't know if it's Istanbul. I don't think Rabbi Yochanan ever left Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, so, Amalei says, "Hey, man, you ever come? Can we pass a part of it?" Amalei, "Ever come? Oh, yes, go." But saw me and close my eyes. Rabbi Yaakov, we have a mistake. Rabbi Shimon Levi, was being supported. Rabbi Levi, Matan Lutri Talmud. Everybody here says that this is the Colossus of Rhodes. They came to see the Colossus. They came from the Colossus of Rhodes. You know the Colossus of Rhodes? Of course, you know the Colossus of Rhodes.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so it says Gemara. Amalei, so he said, Nachum ish gamzu. So Rabbi Rabbi Shimon Levi said to Rabbi Yaakov Breide was supporting him. Nachum ish kodesh kodashim. I read wrong. Nachum, the Holy of Holies. He was the guy who never looked at the imprint on a coin because it was a raised image, right?
He said it was a ring.
Yeah. So Nachum ish kodesh kodashim. Avar. He passed by the Colossus. I guess he wanted a boat. But lay side over, you don't want to pass. Avorko mev sami ene. Go in front of it and just close your eyes. Okay? Says, we're getting back to our Mishnah. Lay sado pligo poly rabbi yechonon. Our Mishnah says you shouldn't plant all sorts of vegetables and stuff under the tree because it's going to get the leaves as they fall down and it's going to accelerate the growth. Right? Mm-hmm. So says, actually, he said, yeah, so he says, Leisla Plige, Rabbi Yochanan, I'm lost my place. Leisla Plige, Rabbi Yochanan, Yochamar, but it's also Shtabra Asura. Rabbi Yochanan said, it's true, but it's all which is broken is also. Yes, he said that. But Lokain Sarvi, remember, then we already say a blad ago, two blad ago. If you're not going to ever put it back, it's okay. And here you ain't going to put the dead leaves back on the tree. So why is it usher over here? Why is it usher? As leaves fall off the tree and become fertilized, it should be okay because the Shtabra Mele, we have no intent of putting it back.
Maybe they worship the leaves too.
What? Huh?
Same as
I
said earlier.
I don't know if I'd want to give that answer. So says Mar, Mar's answer things better in this case. Not always, but in this case Mar's answer is better. Says Mar, sorry about that. Those are the breaks. So says Mar, put about with the Zohar Shel Yisrael. So about a Jewish Avodah the Zohar in our Mishnah. Jewish Avodah Zohar, even if you break them apart, they're not bato. It's hard to become a Jewish Avodah Zohar. As it comes, it's hard to be vachlut. Let's all plead out the Rav. It's not arguing. It's our Mishnah arguing. Rav, the Rav Amar Tzorka Hi Asura, because Rav said whatever is necessary for its own purpose is Osir, but something which is not necessary for the purpose is not Osir, right? So says the Gemara Tzorka again. Let's all plead Rav, the Rav Amar Tzorka. So whatever is necessary for the tree is Osir. V'shvuyah mutori. But the pieces which came off are mutter. So two years pieces came off should be mutter, whatever fell off the tree. Even this we can answer Avodah Zorah Sher Yisrael. We're more machmer Avodah Zorah of a Jew.
The implication is that the guy is more likely to be
Avodah Zorah
than a Jew.
Not quite. We name our core poshim, and why are we more machmir and separate ourselves more from the avodah zarah of a Jew, which is really a question? Nishan nibula ra, because it's repugnant. No, it's more repugnant. But avodah zarah of a Jew will be more lenient because it's not as repugnant. But avodah zarah of a Jew, a Jewish avodah zarah is very.
I thought you expected that.
Right, exactly. Okay. Nazi men are eitzim. Now, luckily, Beis, I'm really going to wing it a little bit. I did look at it, but I didn't actually expect to get up there. Nothing that I ate to Masurim. But how can I stop on time from arriving? My chas is showing here, Baruch Hu. Nothing that I ate to Masurim Anoya. If you took wood for this Asher tree, that was Anoya. He's the way Masurim. If you used to stoke your oven, Im Chodesh, if the oven is new, you thought you break it. Im Yoshan, if the, because that means that, so really, Sugim Psachim, it helped strengthen the oven. So the oven became now, strengthened by Avodah Zarah. It was also by not. In Yashar, the oven was old, it was already fully forged. Utah.
Also, the
The first time you cooking it. It was that's what forged it. If Ray, it's old one, Utah, you just have to cool it down before cooking the house. Otherwise, the pasta, you bake the bread in, with the oven before you cooled it down. In other words, the same laws of Rezara Pasa Sura Banoya. Now that I benefit from that bread. Yisar Vachez, that piece of bread got mixed into other pieces of bread. Kulana Soros Banoya, the all of Banoya. Eloza Mariola Chanoi Liyamach says, if you have, let's say, 100 pieces of bread, one of them goes of Rezara, you take one of them, toss into the Yam HaMelech, right? He says, Eloza Mariola Chanoi Liyamach, the amount which you netted, but not the entire mixture. They said, no, ain't peeing on Avodah Zarah. You don't know if that's the right one. You're just, it's like a redemption process. You want to redeem the awesome one by throwing one into the Yam HaMelech. You can't redeem Avodah Zarah. There's no such thing. Says, Armel Chisar Chisar said, Stamin Chalukin. That which we used to say that if got mixed in to other ones, you can use it, according to Abelazar, and can't use according to Rabbanan. So it's Melchokos Bestam. What do you mean Bestam? Manukhe, what are we talking about? Im lasik, if you're going to use it for heat, everybody would agree it's okay. Because heat, it seems, comes from the wood, not from the wood itself, but rather it comes after the wood is burnt. So ever since wood comes after wood is burnt to heat, so therefore everybody agrees it's mutter to burn this wood for the purpose of heat. Even though you're killing two birds with one stone because you're destroying the Avodah Zarah and getting heat at the same time. The heat really is kind of like we said in the previous case, that the shade is not osur. So the heat is not osur either. Shade of Avodah Zarah is not osur, heat of Avodah Zarah is osur. However, Im la shein, if you do it in order to provide smoke, in other words, like fragrance and incense, that's a different ballgame. Divrei kol osur, because then, obviously, the burning is not a burning of eradication. And I know it's not subsequent, but rather it's instantaneous. Okay? Can I come into that side of the issue? What's the machlokas? Where's the machlokas? Are Belenus or Rabbanan? About whether it's bottle or not. Bistam, where there are no specific needs mentioned for this mixture. So that Rabbanan hold, you have to throw a little fiat, right below the holes. You can just to toss one and keep the rest. Okay? Stop here for this evening.